Oh, we got to flip you on here. Oh, no, not on yet. There you go, Renell.
Oh, check, check.
Here, now you're live.
There we go. Hey,
all right.
I actually do know how to work a microphone, ladies and gentlemen.
Renell, I've told you this story before. I go back to the 2007 All-Star game. I was here doing the Futures game, and you were on the field doing the celebrity softball thing.
Yes.
My mom and I were terrified, thinking Renell is going to become a national sensation, and they are going to take her away from us. What are we, 13 years later?
Yeah.
You can
never leave us.
We still got you here.
Thank you for that. That's really sweet. But I did not get that call. I did not get that. I was waiting. That was an amazing day for me. I did the Futures game where I got to interview Dave Winfield and Juan Marichal, and then the celebrity softball game where I got to spend the entire day with, wait for it, the late, great Ernie Banks.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Was he a manager or an honorary coach for
one of the All-Star teams? It was
cool.
Amazing. We spent the whole day with it. My husband got to meet him, and he just really engaged with us, and and introduced us to his family. I have so many memories here, you guys, that I'll just never forget, that I cherish. It's amazing.
I mean, every time I look at you, you're with another legend. You roll so deep, Renell. How do you have all these connections? One day you're with London Breed, the next year with Dusty Baker. How are you doing this? Because you're the busiest woman in the ballpark.
I'm so fortunate, but I'm an OG. I've been in this game for a long time, and a lot of these relationships I formed even before I got this job. Dusty was one of my first sports broadcasting interviews when I was on the air at KMEL, and NBC Sports Bay Area at that time was Sports Channel. You kids are too young to know about Sports Channel. So I did a show called Sports in the Classroom. So I met Dusty doing that. I met Barry Bonds. When I worked at KMEL, we did a lot of promotions together. And London, through a lot of my civic work and community work, I've known her since she worked for Willie Brown. So to watch, and I always knew that greatness was in store for her. She's a dynamo, and I couldn't be happier for her. Yeah, so I've just been around a long time, honey. That's how it works. 35 years.
There it is. So how's this year gone for you? There's been so many different players. I know at first the fans weren't loving all the transactions, all the moves, and now it seems like it's playing out a little bit. But I think about you having to prep for the announcing of the lineups, announcing when a new player's coming up.
Yeah.
If it's so many different guys with the same numbers, it's almost like you're prepping for two road teams coming in. You got to get to know these guys and how to say their names, right?
It's very true. It's very true. But, I do my homework.
Yeah.
I do my homework. And, we had a nice revolving door there in the outfield at the beginning of the season that took some getting used to. And, I know the fan reaction was like, really, what are we doing here? Show us something. Big guy, what I'm talking about and everything. But it's also a thrill also to watch how Farhan makes his moves and see how they come to fruition and to see young kids get an opportunity. That's one of the thrills of this job for the last 20 years. And, to be able to see Mauricio right now is super cool. And you guys had Tyler on earlier today.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. The most fun is to say, and I do worry about it sometimes, and making his major league debut, I'm like, should I say it? Is that going to make him nervous?
Is it going to
get in his head? But what's great about it is in the fans react with such love, because this town, these fans are so knowledgeable, and there's not a new player that I've ever introduced that they haven't stood up and just given him such love. So those are moments that I really enjoy as well.
And I know you're kind of in a unique position because you're sitting up in the booth, but you also get to know these guys, right?
Well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I'd like to stay out of their way. But over the last maybe decade or so where I've been a community ambassador, that's part of my job that I love so much. So I've done a lot of community events with a lot of the guys, and Adam and I were talking earlier. I was here for Buster Posey's gala the other night. Had a wonderful turnout of guys, but I try to stay out of their way. I'm here 20 years. I'm like, I don't know if they really like me. Listen, you never stop being insecure as a performer. Let me just say
that. You don't
grow
out of that? Because I was hoping in 10 years I would feel a little bit better about myself.
Actually, you probably will.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Well, Renell, in thinking about that, I think about some of these guys, and Derek Jeter. He had the same voice announce him for his whole career and had to have it on recording for the PA system. You're now to the point where this ballpark's been here for 20 years. You've had guys like Matt Cain, Buster Posey, Tim Lincecum. And I think about some of the specifics. Like Matt Cain is one that I think of. You made the announcement making his major league debut.
Yes.
You also announced when he closed out his career a couple of years ago. He never had another home PA announcer but you. Some of these guys are going to end their careers and think that Ronnell Brooks Moon is the only voice at my home stadium that ever said my name. Madison Bumgarner's never had anybody else. How cool is that?
It blows my mind. And, you know, the other thing about Matt Cain is I was doing the pregame show. It was great. I'd run up to the booth right after the pregame show. But when it was Comcast Sportsnet, And I got to interview him when he got called up.
20 years old.
He was just a child with that baby face, and those legs were shaking. And the auntie in me did everything I could to, you know, try and relax him and calm him down. But that's another moment I won't forget. And here's the other thing I would like to piggyback on that, Adam. Marisol Castro, who is the Mets part-time PA announcer, she just started last year. There's two of us now, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Finally. Yeah. But now Joe Panik, in his career, now that he's with the Mets, he's only had the two female PA announcers. He's had both of us in his career. That blew my mind. I had to text her immediately. I go, girl, did you think about this? Because we're in our own little club, so we're besties now, right?
Yeah.
But I thought about that. I was like, Joe's only heard myself and Marisol.
That is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
That's unbelievable. And, you know, you've done so much good work, but I feel like this year of all years, you're really getting recognized for
Thank
it.
You.
You know, Dan Brown wrote something about you. Dan Brown of The Athletic
incredible.
Wrote an amazing, I'll call it a novel. It was very long, but it was so engaging about
incredible.
You earlier this year.
Yeah.
Carrie Crowley obviously covered something on us.
And then
Peter Hotlob also wrote something about you just recently in your relationship with your father.
Oh, that knocked me out. Peter did such a great job. And I did his podcast. And went to the archives down in the basement of the Chronicle.
How cool is that, by the way?
It's unbelievable. And Peter couldn't believe that I'd never been there before. I'm like, no. He's like, not even a field trip from school. I'm like, no, never been here. But I walked in, and at the microphone, he had old archive pictures of Willie McCovey. So I've lost it. And then he had articles about my dad, who made history, for those of you that don't know, in San Francisco as the first African-American high school principal.
Incredible.
And there was my dad, who I still miss every day since we lost him in 03. And I just lost it. I absolutely lost it. But this is the first article in my career, because I talk about my dad all the time. This is his face and his voice, his work ethic, his commitment to excellence, if I may.
Thank you.
And his commitment to community and to giving back and to making a difference. So for Peter to tell my dad's story about what he did that one singular year at Polytechnic High School and the impact that he had, and, you know, starting the Black Studies program, his first 10 hires were teachers of color because the school was 75% African American. The faculty was, you know, pretty much Caucasian. And, you know, that's, and so all I've ever wanted to do, even when Daddy was alive, was honor his legacy. But since I lost him, I've had to step it up more. You know what I mean? So, and for my dad to make history in this city, and then for me to, you know, do this job, you know, all these years later, it's really an honor.
Well, the barriers you guys have broke down and the impact you've made in the community, I don't think is lost on anybody.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad it's been shared this year. We can't let you go without a couple of minutes or a few words on Bruce Bochy. Final month we're heading into here. Last month of his Giants career.
Cannot.
Just what can you think about?
I cannot. Let me just say that right now. I cannot. And I think I can say that just be here as often as you can in September, because it's going to be a blowout month of celebratory events and messages and surprises. He is solid as a rock. He is steady. He is kind. There has not been a moment that I've had an interaction with him where he hasn't, you know, engaged with me, asked about my husband, he asked about my mom, who turned 93 this year, and he signed a baseball for her because she's the big baseball fan. My most favorite memory is every year for the play ball luncheon, when I see him, that's the first time I've seen him since, you know,
the end of the season the year before.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And he always says to me every year, how are those pipes? That wasn't the best Bruce Bochy, but I tried to get my octave down. How are those pipes? Hi, Ronnell. I love him so much. And what he's done for this city, for this organization, what he means to all of us, and the three world championships that he steered for us, it could not have happened to a better guy, right?
No.
He is just he's a great man, first of all, and a great baseball guy, second of all. And what you see is what you get with him. He is the real deal. And I am already dreading the final game of the season when we're down on the field at the end of the game. And, I can't even talk about it.
Well, we got a month left. Oh, we got a game today to get through. Logan Webb goes against Joey Lucchese. Yes. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Patio. Everybody's been fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Thank you, guys. And I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Excuse me, Adam. I have to speak to my girls here. Because, as I've said many times, I had to figure this all out myself on radio and in sports broadcasting. So it's important for me to be that woman for you all that I did not have.
And you are. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, honey. Love you guys.
Rennell Brooks Boone, thank you so much.